We are ready to go with the final game of this tournament. It has been 17 games so far. Here's the 18th. It is the boys' finals matching the Sioux Valley Rams against North Pole's JV team. Paxton Matthews controls the tip, and Chris Bartell will set up the point. Chris Bartell gets it over to the left wing to Paxton Matthews. Matthews looks to drive baseline with a one-handed floater. Dylan Figley goes up, gets a big rebound. He's contested, and when he comes down, he falls. They call traveling. This is the championship game. Winner takes the prize. Second place to the loser. Handling the ball right now is Brandon Truesdell for North Pole. He gets it to the wing to Danny G. Sorry, I have trouble with his last name. I'll call him Danny G all night. Goes to the wing to Hale. Hale takes a jumper. Shot no good. Danny G with the rebound on the block. Puts it back in. Chris Bartell drives through the middle. Tries to get it down low to Bill Kelly. Shot deflected and goes outside. Dylan Figley picks up the loose ball. Figley tries to get it into Kelly, and his pass is intercepted. Well, broken up by Hale. Bill Kelly comes up with the loose ball, makes a great entry pass to the low post to Skylar Figley, and Figley is fouled. Sioux Valley with wins over Hooslea and Northway to qualify for the finals. North Pole had a big game last night against Tri-Valley, a hotly contested game, very up-tempo. Honestly, I don't think Sioux Valley can play the kind of game to the tempo that was played last night. They cannot let North Pole play the up-tempo game against them all this evening. Skylar Hamler hits the first free throw. A little short on the second one. He does cut it to 2-1, scores the first Sioux Valley points. North Pole beat Tri-Valley last night. Cordova JV earlier in the day, they came and played two yesterday. Bartell comes up with a steal at the midcourt. Bartell stripped the ball from Brandon. Truesdell took it in the other direction. I think Truesdell picked up the foul, chasing him to keep him from getting the uncontested layup. Ball will be taken in underneath. North Pole up 2-1. Yes, foul on Truesdell. Inbound pass goes to the right wing to Dylan Figley. He takes it back up top to Paxton Matthews. Matthews contested by Danny G. Looks like they're in a zone set. Yep, North Pole in a zone. Danny G didn't realize this. Long cross-court pass to Paxton Matthews for an open three, but he can't hit it. Danny G with the weak side rebound. Danny G will get it to the point guard, A.J. Scott. He's had a big tournament. Got to watch out for him. Setting up at the high post is Michael Hale. He, too, has had a big tournament. A.J. Scott drives through the lane, got tripped up. That'll be a foul on Sioux Valley. That's the first team foul on Sioux Valley. Obviously, first personal, therefore, it's called on Skylar Hamler. North Pole already with two quick fouls. Inbound pass, big lob to Michael Hale. Michael Hale pivots, puts it up with one hand, shot no good. Skylar Hamler battling for the rebound, has position. Alexander reaches over his back and commits the third North Pole foul. That's Keenan Alexander. Dylan Figley will inbound in the backcourt. Chris Bartell will bring it up. Chris Bartell will challenge against Truesdell at the midcourt. Goes to Dylan Figley on the right wing. A.J. Scott all over him. Back up to Bartell at the top of the key. Bartell challenges. Scott deflects the pass over to Dylan Figley. Dylan Figley looking for Bill Kelly. Nice entry pass. Kelly's double teamed. Goes with a one-foot skyhook. Shot no good. Skylar Hamler once again in good position and draws another foul. So Hamler starts this game big. What would that be? That's third or fourth team foul on North Pole. That foul was, they still got the foul on Alexander on the board, so that's definitely the fourth North Pole foul. I'm not sure who they're going to call that one on. I think they pointed at Danny G, but we'll see. Bartell inbounds to Paxton Matthews on the left wing. Matthews contested by Truesdell. Bartell tried to drive the lane, and he traveled. Good defense by Truesdell. Put the pressure on. Inbound pass goes to A.J. Scott. A.J. Scott will bring it up. He sets it up in the center. Danny C. sets up as the left wing. A.J. Scott again drives the lane. This time he traveled. Dylan Figley got over just in time to provide some help out defense. On the floor right now, Brandon Truesdell for North Pole. A.J. Scott, Keenan Alexander, Danny G. I'll try it once. Grzuziak. Danny Grzuziak and Michael Hale. Michael Hale has had a big tournament. Paxton Matthews tries one from the baseline. Rebound Danny G on the weak side. Gets it to A.J. Scott. He's going to push it up fast. Skylar Hamler's late on the defense. Scott puts it up. Good hustle by Hamler. Couldn't quite establish position. A.J. Scott, they rule A.J. Scott was still on the floor. Wisely put the shot up immediately upon contact, but they call it a floor foul. Second against Skylar Hamler. He'll have to watch out. Not sure they can afford to lose him. Elias Curtis will come in to replace Skylar Hamler. Elias Curtis has come up big in the last couple games. Oh, Curtis has trouble following Keenan Alexander to the hole, but he gets away with it. Alexander can't finish. Kelly with the rebound, gets it out to Bartel. Bartel puts it. He's going to drive right through the lane. Creates a little contact. No call. He misses on the shot. Danny G tips the rebound out to A.J. Scott. Scott has trouble keeping control. Almost got tripped up again. Thinks about the right wing and then goes right wing and goes. Cuts back door. He and Michael Hale work a good give and go. A.J. Scott's going to the foul line. It is going to be difficult for Sioux Valley to try to play this up-tempo game with North Pole. North Pole's got a lot of speed. They've got a little bit of size. Michael Hale in particular, he's big, but he's fast. I'm not sure that they have a match. Well, Bill Callie's a good match for that. It'll be interesting to see if they ever match up man-to-man. A.J. Scott will shoot two. First shot, no good. A little long. We've almost played 3 minutes. Still 2-1 ball game. Four fouls already on North Pole, three on Sioux Valley. Second shot long. Dylan Figley gets big hops, gets the rebound, gets it out to Chris Bartel. Bartel pushes it into the forecourt. North Pole sets up in a 2-3 zone. Dylan Figley on the right wing pushes it out to Paxton Matthews. Paxton Matthews definitely the best outside shooter. He swings it back up to the top. Nice entry pass by Bartel to Bill Kelly, but Bill Kelly comes up short. Danny G handles the rebound, gets it to A.J. Scott. Long pass to Trusdell. Trusdell thinks wisely. They don't have the numbers. He backs it out to Hale up at the top of the key. Hale throws a ball fake and then tries to penetrate on Curtis, but nice dish to A.J. Scott. Scott can't finish. Hale's there for the rebound. The putback, no good. Bill Kelly with the rebound for Sioux Valley. In the backcourt, they get it to Bartel, Chris Bartel, to control the point. Chris Bartel, good entry pass to the high post to Kelly. He kicks it out to Figley for three. Shot no good. Danny G with the rebound. A.J. Scott on the wing takes the outlet pass. He'll slow it down. Good recovery by Sioux Valley. A.J. Scott works it on pass and Matthews. It's a 1-3 defense, 1-3-1 defense. Danny G drives the lane, has a shot partially deflected by Elias Curtis. Danny Trusdell anticipates an outlet pass, intercepts, and scores. Good play by Danny Trusdell. He got in foul trouble last night, had to play sparing minutes, but he's a good ball player, good level head. He's important for North Pole. Dylan Figley enters it to Bill Kelly, and Danny G strips it away. A.J. Scott's going to push it up on the left sideline. Nice right court pass to Trusdell. Trusdell's fouled by Chris Bartel. This is what I'm talking about up-tempo. They're going to have to find a way to slow the tempo down. Trusdell's going to go to the line to shoot two. 4-1 North Pole lead. Trusdell will try to build on that. First shot, no good. Free throws look so easy when you're not playing the game, but when you get tired, a free throw is no longer that easy. Trusdell will shoot the second. Checking in for North Pole is Nick Hamsley. He had a good night in sparing substitution. Didn't play much, but he played well when he was in there. Also coming into the ballgame, Zach Rady. Oh, excuse me. That's Stephen Palsy, I think. I think we've had a number. Yep, no, it's Stephen Palsy checking in. Sioux Valley brings it down the floor. They get it to Paxton Matthews in the right side corner. He's going to shoot for three. His shot's way short. Elias Curtis reads it, comes in, gets a rebound, loses his balance, saves it inbound to Mitch Drover. Up to Chris Bartel at the point. They get it in Bill Kelly, playing big inside. He puts it up but can't score, and Michael Hale comes up with a big rebound. He gets it out wide to Palsy. Palsy to Hamsley. Hamsley will run the point. A.J. Scott gets a breather. Hamsley running the point against Paxton Matthews. It's a 1-3-1 defense. Got to watch out for the backdoor cuts. Pass goes awry, out of bounds. Palsy couldn't handle it. Sioux Valley gets possession. North Pole 5-1, 3:14 left in the first quarter. Chris Bartel pushing it up. Puts it up. Trusdell pushes him to the left. Patch goes to Mitch Drover. Get down to the baseline to Paxton Matthews. He puts up a runner and scores. Cuts the lead to 5-3 North Pole. So Paxton Matthews clearly establishing himself as a scorer tonight. It's his first bucket from the floor on his fourth shot. Hamsley out at the top of the key, stopped by Paxton Matthews. Now they switch to a man. Paxton's going to stay with Hamsley. Trusdell, covered by Chris Bartel, up at the key. Gets it out wide. Here's a new player in the game, Raymond Tamps, gets the pass. He goes back up top to Hamsley. They're rotating up top. Palsy comes up, gets the ball. Trusdell pops up off the screen. He has it at the top of the key. Entry pass to Michael Hale. He kind of lost his balance. A little shove from Bill Kelly. Gets it to Hamsley. Looks back door. Hale gets the pass, looks back door, then drives on his own and gets the bucket. Bill Kelly's got his hands full. Chris Bartel brings it over the midcourt line under pressure, and Trusdell forces it over and back. Ball will go over to North Pole. Coach Mike Matthews thinks there's a little extra contact there. But thus far, they're pretty much letting them play despite the 8 fouls that are called. Up-tempo games are generally a large amount of contact. You have to be able to create your space with your guard arm. A.J. Scott comes back into the game. He's working against Paxton Matthews. Matthews works hard against him. A.J. Scott pushes it to the right. Hamsley gives it back to him. A.J. Scott's down on the baseline. Mitch Strover comes over, helps knock it away. Paxton Matthews comes up with the loose ball. He's working against Trusdell. Gets the ball to Chris Bartel. Pushes it into the forecourt. Goes to Drover on the left wing. Back to Drover after he returns it to Bartel. Drover pushes it down, gets it to the baseline to Paxton Matthews. Drover rotates down, but he should have cut through. Pass down to him is intercepted by Michael Hale. A.J. Scott gets the ball from Hale. A.J. Scott slows it down a step. Good recovery by Sioux Valley. A.J. Scott to the right wing to Trusdell. Trusdell, free throw line extended. Nice entry pass to Hale. Hale misses a gimme. Short range shot. Drover gets the rebound. Chris Bartel once again will set up the point. 1:22 left in the quarter. Swings it off to the left to Mitch Drover. Back to Bartel. Bartel to the high post entry to Kelly. Kelly kicks it out to Curtis. Down to the right sideline to Paxton Matthews. Got to follow that shot. Hamsley comes up with the rebound. Gets it up to A.J. Scott. A.J. Scott loses control. Chris Bartel comes up with the steal. Gets it to Bill Kelly. Back to Chris Bartel. Bartel pushing it up strong against Trusdell. Swings it off to the left to Elias Curtis. Elias Curtis shoots quickly. Drover with the rebound. He'll put it back up. Soft touch, but it won't fall. Kelly's there to try to get the rebound, and the rebound is secured by Palsy. Palsy pitches it out to Trusdell, but Trusdell backs it up to A.J. Scott. Scott happy to slow it down, perhaps for the last shot. They've got 40 seconds on the clock. Goes to Hamsley on the left wing. Scott sets a nice screen for Trusdell up top, but Trusdell's too far away to think offensively. Swings it to the right to Hale. Foul line extended outside the free throw line on the right side. Back up top of the key to Palsy. Palsy working on Chris Bartel. Palsy, nice entrance pass to Hamsley. Hamsley has a shot blocked by Elias Curtis. That's a jump ball situation. Possession arrow goes to North Pole. A little bit of confusion. The refs know it's white ball. The crowd knows it's white ball, but the players don't know it's white ball. Trusdell will inbound. Underneath the basket, gets a nice entry pass to Hale. Kisses it off the glass. Another big night. Looks like it's in store for Michael Hale. He's had a big tournament. Bartel in the backcourt under heavy pressure. A.J. Scott now pressuring Dylan Figley. Figley tries to get it up to Curtis. That's broken up by Michael Hale, but out of bounds. It'll still be Sioux Valley ball. 9 seconds to go. Sioux Valley can't even get it into the forecourt yet. Dylan Figley pushes it into Chris Bartel. Bartel working against Trusdell. 5 seconds on the clock. Dylan Figley on the right wing. He'll try to drive baseline. Gets some room and makes a nice reverse layup at the buzzer. Nice work by Dylan Figley to close it with the bucket. Some much-needed momentum. End of one quarter. North Pole 9. Sioux Valley 5. Up-tempo game for sure. We'll see if Sioux Valley can handle this kind of speed because this is definitely North Pole's game.